Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
The best is ahead of you. I said the best is ahead of you. The best is ahead of you. The best is ahead of you because the door behind you is closed. And the door for your future is open. The word of God declares to us, brothers and sisters, in 1 John chapter 4, I think verse 7 and 8, you look at it in your leisure. But it says God is love and love is God. God is love and love is God. And God is about forward, moving forward. God is about advancement. God is about movement in general. So if God is love and love is God, if you're going to walk in love, you can't walk in love and look back. In other words, you can't walk in love and be looking back at your past mistakes. Walking in love and looking back does not go together. Can I get a witness anywhere? So if you're not only going to just love yourself, you're going to love other people. So you can't love other people and look back at their previous mistakes either. Because looking back at other folks' previous mistakes and trying to walk in love with them, those two don't go together. And I am so glad that God is all about us moving forward, all about us advancing our life together. I want you to get your highlight or something that you can mark your Bibles with, a plate where you can have yellow, you know, green, orange, blue, whatever you want to get, or just use a pen or a pencil. And this year, as God is revealing and opening the Word of God up to you, you're going to have moments in which certain scriptures are just going to like explode in your spirit. And when you come across a scripture in the Bible that's just exploding for you, highlight it. And don't just highlight it, put the date there, because I want you to be able to go back and remember the date and the scripture when stuff starts coming to pass in your life. And you're going to be like, Lord, I remember that day when that happened. I remember when that scripture actually exploded in my life. Let's give God a hand praise for all of that and what God's going to do. The year of spiritual renewal and expecting God's will to actually be done. That's the banner. That's the theme for our church this year, and based on Jeremiah 29:11. And it's because God has great plans for our life, and God's plans are so great because God's plans actually include you. And then we have said to you that 2019 is going to be a year where you're not going to be able to ignore God. You're going to have to work with God. And it's all centered around this being the year of spiritual renewal and actually expecting God's will to be done. So today we're going to talk about focus some more, because focus is what we're talking about this month that's actually helping us zero in and lock in to what God has for us concerning the year of spiritual renewal. And we talked about focus last week, and today we're going to talk about focusing on the Word of God. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to talk about focusing on the Word of God. Okay, and our scripture this morning is found in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12, and this is the amplified version because it breaks it down and it helps you to understand it. Let's read this together, y'all. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Let's read it again. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Now, how many of y'all ready to learn? I said, how many of y'all ready to learn? All right, we're going to learn together today, all right? So notice, God is watching over his word. He's watching over his word. Please say this with me. He's watching over his word. Now, he's watching over his word for what? He's watching over his word to perform it. Now, stay with me for just a moment. Notice, he's not watching over people. He's not watching over circumstance. He's not watching over situation. He is watching over his word. And why is he watching over his word? He's watching over his word to actually perform it. And I know you may be saying, but Bishop, I need him to watch over me. Why is he not watching over me? Why is he not watching over my children? Why is he not watching over what's happening in my life? He's supposed to watch over that stuff too, doesn't he? Yes, but let me help you with it. Okay, this is what happens. God says that I watch over my word to perform it. And let's say that you need God to actually watch over your family. So what God is saying that we got to do is listen, whatever it is concerning your family, you have to go to the word of God, get a scripture concerning your family. That scripture that you get concerning your family, you're going to stand on that scripture. You're going to believe that scripture. You're going to not only confess it, you're going to decree it and you're going to declare it. Because God says the scripture or the word that you go get concerning your family is what I'm going to watch over, and that's what I'm going to perform. So God says the way I get involved with what you got going on in your family is you got to get a word concerning your family that you are standing on, because I'm not watching over people. I'm watching over the word that my people stand on. Look at your neighbor and say, this is a year of spiritual renewal for my life. So God says, this is what I want you to do. You find that word. So I say to God, okay, God, I want you to help me with my children because I got some challenges with my children. And then the Lord says to me, okay, Bishop, what word do you have concerning your children? And if I say to God, God, I don't have no word. I don't have anything I'm really standing on. I don't have anything I'm decreeing. I don't have anything I'm declaring. As a matter of fact, I don't really have one that I can say that I'm really standing on. Then God is saying to me, you want me to get involved in something in which I don't have anything to watch over. Because God doesn't go through the earth watching over stuff. God doesn't go through the earth just watching over what's happening. God doesn't go through the earth just everywhere. I'm watching over people, watching over people. No, God is watching his word. And wherever people are that are standing on the word for whatever it is they're dealing with, God says, that's how I get involved. Because if you don't have a word to stand on, you don't know what to look for. If you don't have a word to stand on, let's say you believe in God to do something in your family. What is it that's going to sustain you while you're waiting on God to work that out? God says you need a word to stand on that will keep you, sustain you while I'm working it out. And that word also gives you what to look for concerning your family, because I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you expect. My plan for you is to give you an expected end. That's why your expectation has everything to do with what God's going to do for you this year. Look at your neighbor and say, focus on the word of God. My business, my job, my career, my education. What is it that I'm expecting God to do? And whatever it is I'm expecting God to do, I need a word for that. Because God says to me, Bishop, I ain't sleep. I'm not slack. He says I'm active and I'm alert. And I'm watching over my word. I'm watching over what you're standing on. I'm watching over what you're decreeing. I'm watching over what you're declaring. I'm watching over what you are believing. And that's what I'm going to perform. Why do we need to get the word? Why do we need to have something to stand on? Because if we're not careful, we'll want the healing and not the healer. We'll be looking for the blessing and not the blesser. You'll be looking for the saving but not the savior. So the Lord says, I am watching over my word to perform it. And you might say, no wonder why I'm not having as much success as I should in certain areas. And that's right. Because think about it. What is the word that you're really standing on? What is the word that you're focusing on? And when you focus on the word of God, you will discover the path to divine results. This is going to bless you real good. There are a whole lot of things you've wrestled and struggled with in previous years as a result of the revelation of this word and the insights you're getting. You're not going to lose sleep over certain things you hadn't been able to sleep over. Certain things you've been concerned about and wondering about how when, and where. God is telling us right here today, focus. Set your mental state and your emotional state on what's actually ahead of you. So what do I do, Bishop? I'm glad you want to know. What do I do? Okay. First thing I need you to understand is this. Don't think that there's something wrong with you because you identify a problem in your life. I don't want you to be afraid to identify what bothers you. I don't want you to be afraid to identify what concerns you. Well, Bishop, don't claim it. Don't speak it. Listen, look, they laid you off last week. You ain't got to claim it. The notice that you got laid off, you got that, okay? So you don't want to walk around and say, just because I'm a Christian, I want to pretend and act like I don't have a problem. Just because I'm a Christian, I want to pretend and act like I'm not going through anything with my children right now. No, you identify the problem. Why do you want me to identify the problem? Another good question. Because as soon as you identify the problem, if it's your business, your body, again, your career, your relationships, whatever it is, your calling in God, identify that problem and then go to the Bible and get the scripture that goes with your problem. Why? Because now you not only are a Christian who has a problem, you are a Christian now who has a corresponding word that you are standing on to go with that problem, and you don't have to walk through your life as a believer with only a problem. You got a problem and a word that you're standing on, and you're standing on that word because God is watching over the word, not your problem. You got to give God something to watch over, and God's not going to watch over your tears. You don't get his attention because you cry. God doesn't say, I'm watching over your crying to perform your crying. I'm watching over your depression to perform your depression. I'm watching over your anxiety to perform your anxiety. I'm watching over the argument you're having with your boss to perform the argument. No, I'm watching over the word that you have concerning your problem. That's what I'm going to perform. God doesn't perform your problem. He performs his word. So I don't have to sit around and come to church with problems and feel like something wrong with me, or my relationship with God is not where it should be, and what is it I'm not doing right, and how much more I got to do here, and how much more I got to do there, when God is saying, identify the problem and then just go get a scripture that go with the problem. And when you find the scripture that goes with the scripture with the problem gonna tell you what I'm gonna do about the problem. So how do I get through the problem? You stand on the scripture. Because that's what the Lord is going to perform. He watches over his word to perform it. So I say, God, I need you, if you would please, to help me with my children. And because I want my children to be saved. And the Lord says, well, Bishop, do you have a scripture that you're standing on concerning your children? Well, yes, Lord. Acts 16 and 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your house shall be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and your house. So while I'm going through waiting on God to save my children, I got something that helps me not to want to take them out. I got something that helps me not want to stop being a father. I got something that helps me to go through while I'm waiting on God to turn it, because I can't lose my mind waiting on you to find yours. So what sustains me is what I stand on. Look at your neighbor and say, what are you standing on? What are you standing on? So now I not only have a child or children that are on the wrong path, but I got a word that's on that path with my children. I got a word that's on that path. I mean, now think about it. You can either just have your problem, identify your problem, and that's all you got is a problem you identified. Or you can have your problem and get a corresponding scripture and have both. The Lord says to tell you, without the scripture, you still got the problem. But if you get the scripture, you not only have a problem, you have a problem and you also have a solution. And the Lord said, you ain't in it by yourself. He says, the reason I want you to get the scripture is because when you get the scripture, you bring me into the problem. But if you don't get something to stand on, it's you and the problem. You trying to figure out and work out what's going on without assistance from me. So I got both. Look at your neighbor and say, ooh, this is good stuff for the person sitting beside me. Look back at him and say, I'm glad he's talking to you then. So when the enemy comes to speak against your life, you stand on the word. Me and my household will be saved. When the devil comes to attack your body, you stand on the word. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you deal with any situation in your life, the only thing that will cause you to stand is the word for that situation. You say, well, Bishop, praying helps me to stand. Okay, I'm in agreement with you. Praying does help me to stand too. But what do you do when you don't know what to pray? Are you listening to me? What do you do when you don't know what to pray? I'm glad you want to know that too. I don't have to worry about struggling what to pray. I go to the Bible and whatever the word says, that's what I pray. I ain't got to worry about if I'm going to get the prayer right. I'm going to get the prayer right. And guess how I know I'm going to get it right? Because it's his word. And he said, whatever my word is what I'm watching. Whatever my word is where I'm alert. Wherever my word is where I'm active. Wherever my word is where I'm going to perform. In other words, you will see me show up when you find you something to stand on. When you find you something to believe in, when you find you something to decree, something to declare, something to hold on to, that's when you're going to see me work. Boy, this is helping us right here. So when you deal with anything, you got to have a word. So you hear the word. How often does Bishop preach? Every Sunday. Every Tuesday. He preach a lot. So we hearing a lot of word. So it. Hearing the word ain't the problem. It's the application. It's the lack of applying what you hear. You know, the problem is we got it, but we don't pick it up. It's at the touch of your finger. One touch of your finger and you can pull it all up. If I really wanted to hide something from most Christians, I put in a Bible. And you know what? I put it in Lamentations. I put $100 bill in Lamentation. I put the other $100 bill in Revelation. Look at your neighbor and say, but not me. That's not the case for me. Come on, y'all. Say, not me. That's not the case for me. So I want to ask you a question, okay? And this is the question that I want to put before you, because truthfully, you know the challenge you're having. You know the problem you're having, whether it's with your family, your relationship, work, school, business, health, finances. Come on, y'all. You know your challenge. And the question is, what is a word from the Bible that you are trusting in, standing on, declaring, obeying, and walking in that what relates to your problem? So one of the first things you probably got to do is get you a Bible that's going to help you understand the word. So you want to get you a Bible that breaks the word down. Student Version, Amplified Version, New International Version. You can't keep growing in God with the hotel Bible. I got no problem with the hotel Bible. You've been saved 8 years. Hotel Bible don't have no red writing in it. Everything black and white. Matter of fact, look over at your neighbor and see if they got any red in their Bible. If they don't, you don't see no red, it don't mean they're a bad person. That just means they ain't invested in a red word edition. But you got it. Well, Bishop, why in the world do I need to invest in a Bible that I can understand? Okay, another good question. The reason you want to invest in a Bible that you can understand is because that Bible is the word that you got to stand on. So why you gonna stand on something that you don't understand? I'm standing on the word of God. I don't get it. I invest in it because my life is dependent on it. So it's a good investment. Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, focus on the word of God. So the moment I get that word, it's no longer just a general word. It becomes a personal word to me. So it's no longer in just a general sense because I found the word that I'm standing on. So now it becomes, Dale, my word. Glory to God. When it becomes my word, it is no longer me and my house shall be saved. It becomes me, Patty, Kristen, and Tiffany shall be saved. Why? Because it's my word that I stand on. And God says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask me whatever you will.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.